really just verse 28 that I want to draw attention to this morning. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Well, a man went to the post office, and he went to his box, he opened his box. Palekua Barua Moja Pekieki. And he opened the letter. And it was an invitation to come to State House, to come to a banquet. That man had been chosen, and he was now invited. And so he did a little dance on the spot, because he'd been honored by the government and by the president himself. Well, verse 28 is also an invitation, and I want to show you it's a much better one than even that one. It is an invitation from the Son of God. Jesus said, you come to me, all of you who are tired and who are loaded down, because I want to give you rest. So this morning I want to explain to you what that means, and God helping me to persuade you to come to Jesus Christ so that he can give you rest. So I really just have three things to say, so it'll be very easy to follow. Firstly, to say, come to Jesus Christ because you need to. These verses describe what it is like to be without Jesus Christ. They describe the true situation, if you're able to feel it, and if you can really know it, of every Christless person, describes it as being weary. Do you know what that means? It's tiredness. It is labor and toil. The person who's worn out. Life without God is hard work. Because God made us to know him. He made us to be his children. He made us to enjoy him, to taste him, to walk with him in his world, to follow his ways. There was a Christian many, many hundreds of years ago. He said this. He said, God, you made us for yourself, and we are restless until we find our rest in you. Restless. You ever been awake at night and somehow you just can't sleep and you're churning and you're churning and your bed doesn't seem comfortable. You think, I just wish I could rest. That is life without our Maker. Life without God. Do you desire God? You know there's something you don't have and wherever you go you can't find it. And maybe you're just realizing that thing is God. But Jesus says, come to me, because God sent me, I'm the Son of God, and I've come to invite you to the true rest in God. People are trying to find satisfaction everywhere. I'll find it in work, I'll build something up. They're trying to find it in a relationship. I'll find a wife, I'll find a husband, I'll have children, and there I'll be happy in the home. They're trying to find a good power. I'll start climbing, I'll be a counsellor, I'll get in some committees. Maybe I can be an MP. I can get right to the top. But it's wearying. Those things have their place. Families are good. We need leaders. Have good leaders is a good thing. But it won't give you the satisfaction that you really need in God. I never made it, darling. Maybe I should, so that I know what it's like. But I see them stirring the pot. Imagine you just have some tiny little spoon and you're trying to make a huge pot of new garlic. And you'll be doing it for hours. And you'll never finish before they want to eat. And just go on and on. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who is sent to give us that rest in our souls. Jesus uses the word burdened. burdened. You know that what that means? You're carrying a heavy weight on your back. You ever seen anyone whose back has been bent right over by what they're carrying? This burden, the burden of sin. Imagine you've got a great sack on your back. Kila wakati unafanya zambi, one more stone goes into that bag on your back. They put in an extra rock. The weight gets just a little bit more, and a bit more. And you have to carry it all day. But each day we sin more. We don't love God the way we should. We don't love other people the way we should. We don't even love our near family the way we should. We certainly don't love our enemies the way we should. And another stone goes in. You bend over a little more to carry the weight. You bend over a little more until at last you fall down because it's crushed you. That is the burden of sin. Have you felt it? Have you felt your sin separating you from God? You're carrying it with you still. The sins of today, the sins you've forgotten of yesterday and last week and last month and last year and every year since you were born. The burden. Jesus said, you feel your burden. It'll sink you down. It's a punishment, even in hell. Jesus said, come to me. You who feel burdened, heavy laden, you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Is that you? Jesus said, I will give you rest. See, when Jesus died on the cross, he carried the burden. Ali Beba, Mzigu, Yote, and Salibani. Alikufa kwa zambi zetu, zambi za kila mtu ambayo atakokuja kumpenda, to trust in him, to repent of their sins, their whole burden. Jesus said, let me take it. I can carry it because I'm the Son of God. Hini sababu kwa nini niliingia duniani kubeba mizigo hii. To take it to the cross, to go down into the grave, so that there be no more burden anymore. Jesus said, come to me if you feel your burden, I can carry it. He says, I've already carried it. You don't need to carry it anymore. Yapili. So that was, come to Christ because you need to. Yapili, come to Christ because you are invited. Come to Christ because you are invited. Now maybe you know nothing about the Lord Jesus at all. Maybe you've never been to a meeting like this ever. And you say, well, surely this is not for me. I'm not one of these people. Au labda unasema umhubiri hanani jui kwa sababu nimekanya vitu vibaya kabisa. Say, a preacher doesn't know the deeds I've done even many years ago. He doesn't know what I did this morning. How can I be invited? Well, let me tell you. The people Jesus spoke to were some of the most wicked people who ever lived. Jesus tells us that. If you look in verse 24, he tells those people, I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. And you know the city of Sodom and their wickedness, their unnatural acts. And you know how God threw down fire from heaven on Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy those cities. And yet Jesus says, when the day of judgment comes, those people will be more comfortable than you will be. Why? Why so bad? Well, the answer is in verse 20. Jesus denounced, Jesus condemned the cities where he did most of his miracles. Now, sometimes in Kenya, someone says, you know that politician? He was at my school. Or, you know that one? He's got very high now, but he was in my street. Well, if you had grown up in somewhere around Capernaum in verse 23, or some of these other cities round the Sea of Galilee in Israel, round that place, you could have grown up with the Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth. He never spoke a bad word. He never fought with another boy. He never disobeyed his mother or his father. He never had to say, sorry, I was wrong. But in these last few years, he'd done such miracles. The dead had been raised. The blind had seen. The deaf had heard. The dumb had been able to speak. He'd walked on water. Water had been turned into wine. And so this great light had come to this people. That he had testified to them in so many ways that he was the Son of God, the Savior, the promised King, come to give them salvation. And they'd seen it so clearly. You know, according to the Bible, more miracles were done in those towns than anywhere else in the whole world since the beginning of time. If you put together all the miracles since the beginning, Jesus did more. Such a blinding light now shone. And yet, verse 20, they did not repent. They had such a clear sight of the truth of God. The God in human form, God in the person of Jesus was with them. And yet, when he told them to repent, they did not. When Jesus said, turn and come back to me, they didn't. So these people were the most wicked people who ever lived. It would have been better if they'd never known Jesus. And if they'd just done the deeds of Sodom, they would have had a better day of judgment. Not a good one, but better than these people. And so there's nobody too bad to come. There's nobody to whom Jesus says, no, not you. I didn't really mean you. You stay away. No, Jesus says, whatever you've done, come to me. You really are invited. Maybe you know something about the Apostle Paul. And Paul, in one place in the Bible, says, I was a blasphemer. I persecuted, I hurt the church of God. I tried to harm them. I tried to destroy the church of God if I could. And I was standing by and approving when the first Christian was put to death. And when they were being put in prison and killed, I was giving my vote for it. That was a good thing. But Paul says, I found mercy. I was the chief of sinners. But God showed me mercy. So you can all look at me and know that God loves to forgive sinners. He loves to welcome them. He invites you even today. But there's a warning there too, isn't there? Because these people who rejected Jesus when they knew the truth, Jesus said, what an awful thing that is to be. I don't want to be in your shoes on the day of judgment. To have known the truth and to have said, no thanks, not for me. That there's nothing worse that you could do. Peter, you must understand what it means to come to Jesus. Coming to Jesus is not the same as coming to the church or coming to an evangelistic meeting like this one. Coming to Jesus is not the same as coming to live a new way. It's not the same as coming to get some new habits. It's not the same as getting up and coming to the front. Jesus isn't at the front any more than he's at the back. It's not something you do with your hands or your feet. It's your soul. So you come to him with your heart. So within you, you say, Jesus, I come. It's that you come to him to trust him as your Savior. You come to him believing that all those sins which are your burdens, that he died for sins on the cross, and that he welcomes you now and says, all those sins now I've taken away. I died and they were buried in the ground. It's a coming to him in your soul. That's what it means to come to Jesus. You can do it sitting in your chair now. You can do it kneeling by your bed at home. You can do it walking along the road. Come to Jesus, however you come. Jesus says, verse 29, they take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. I'm gentle and humble in heart. You'll find rest for your soul. You know, a yoke. You tie one animal to another animal. They can plow the field together. And Jesus says, come and be yoked to me. Be joined to me. My death has been died instead of your death. My life, you live instead of your life now. You know, those animals are yoked and it's hard for them. But Jesus says, this is an easy yoke. It's a wonderful thing to serve me. My yoke is a yoke of rest. We put the animals together so they can work. But Jesus says, if you're joined to me, then it's rest. Well, thirdly, then, come to Jesus because you're given a promise. So we'll speak about that rest. We said, you need to, and you're invited. You can. But thirdly, you're promised. Rest, verse 28. Rest, verse 30, for your souls. If you're a working man, you dig all day, or you labor somehow all day, you know how your body feels at the end. You fall down in your bed, and 1 minute later, utalala, and you'll know nothing until asubuhi. And you'll feel refreshed. Na utakuwa na nguvu ipya tena. Na utaweza jump up again. Na kuendelea siku ingine. And Jesus says, that's what I offer you for your soul. Except not just for one day, but for every day. Peace with God. The power of God by His Spirit living in you. No fear for the day of judgment. No fear of eternity. But God living with us. Jesus even says, I'll call you my friend. Yes, we call Him Lord because He is Lord. But He says, you can even be known as my friend. And there's rest. Because He's the judge, He's the Lord. If the Savior, if the Son of God is your friend, what do you need to fear? What do you need to be worried about? We can know Him. Now, no pastor can give you these things. There's no priest can give you these things. But look what Jesus said. He said, come to me. Jesus Himself. Now, if I came here today and said, come to me, I'll give you rest in your soul. And say, who is that? What does he think he can do? And you'd know I was cheating you because I'm just like you are. Two arms, two legs. And there's something wrong with my skin as well. So I burn in the hot sun. So I'm even less than you are in some things. But Jesus said, come to me and I can give you rest. Because he is God. God the Son. He said, take my yoke on. I said, come and serve me. You'd say, who is that man? Why should I come and serve him for my soul? Come, submit to Jesus. Not the pastor, not the priest, nobody else. How much does this promise cost, somebody asked? How much will we need to bring? Where's the box? Jesus said, I will give you rest. Nizawadi. Hakuna be. Alilipa be yote talabani. Hakuna ingine. I will give you rest. Not, I will sell you some rest. No, not I'll lend you some rest. And then I'll let you keep it if you're really good. Or
well, I'll give you the rent now, and then you can pay it back. And like you get some loan from the bank to your business. And Jesus says, I will give you rent. It's free. If you have in your hand a check, I know some of you have bank accounts, you get a check, and there it is. It says 2,000 shillings. Well, let's say it said 2 million shillings. What are you going to do with it? You're going to take it home and put it on your wall and say, well, I've been given 2,000 shillings, 2 million shillings. Great. Fantastic. You're not going to do that, are you? You're going to take it to the bank. And you're going to go in there, Equity or KCB, and you're going to say, I want the money, please. And they'll say, of course, and they'll hand it over. But if it's just on your wall, it's as good as if you never had it. Until the day you take it in. Jesus says, come to me. I will give you rest. And so there it is. You know, the preacher has hung it on the wall for you. But take it off and go to Jesus and say, Yesu, nime soma katika neno lako, kramba unataka kutupa rest, or the upumziko or something, and you promised to give us rest. Na sasa nina kuja, nina taka, nina hitaji this rest. My burden is great, but I've heard that you can take it all. Lord, I come. Your promise. Come to me, some of you who are tired and burdened. No, just come to me, all who are weary and burdened. You can't get a bigger invitation than that, can you? There's nobody else. If you want rest, you have to come to Christ. Nobody else died for us. Our sins. Nobody else came from heaven to show us the way to heaven. Have you ever heard a better offer than this one? I don't think you ever will. I know you won't ever hear a better offer than this one. Come to him. Come to him today. Come to him even now.